Please explain why. I'll turn to my sixth area, domestic violence and corporal punishment of children. The committee appreciates all the information provided by the Kuwait in the state report from 2020 in paragraphs 31 to 42 and the steps taken to counter domestic and sexual violence. Concerning criminalization of marital rape, it is stated in the state report in paragraph 38, and I quote, that marriage and conjugal relations are regulated by the Personal Status Act No. 51 of 1984, which derives its rules from principles enshrined in Islamic Sharia, which in turn does not admit the criminalization of non-consensual conjugal relations, unquote. So the committee would like to know if this means that marital rape cannot be punished in Kuwait. Are there concrete court cases where marital rape has been punished as a criminal offence? Would you please provide information on that? The committee would also like to commend Kuwait for the statistical information on cases involving violence against women that have been recorded by the courts in Kuwait, namely 312 cases in 2015, 310 cases in 2016, 271 cases in 2017, 289 cases in 2018, and 351 cases in 2019. However, there is no information on the outcome of all these cases. So the committee would like to receive information on the outcome of the court cases involving violence against women. In how many cases were the accused person convicted for a crime, and what were the sentences? With regard to corporal punishment of children, it follows from Article 79 in the Criminal Code and in Article 6 of the Child Rights Act that parents have the right to discipline children. There is no ban on corporal punishment, and reportedly corporal punishment of children is also allowed, is also lawful in alternative care settings, in daycare institutions and in penal institutions. Corporal punishment of children was also discussed during the Universal Periodic Review of Kuwait in 2015 and in 2020, and several states recommended that Kuwait should ban corporal punishment of children. Also, the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women recommended in its concluding observation of 6 June 2024 to Kuwait that Article 29 in the Criminal Code should be amended and that Kuwait should prohibit corporal punishment in all settings, including the home and child care institutions. So this committee, the Committee Against Torture, would like to know if this is something that is being considered by the state of Kuwait to ban corporal punishment in all settings of children. Thank you. And this brings me to my final area, treatment of Baidun, stateless Arab minorities in Kuwait. There has been reported concerns, for example, during the Universal Periodic Review of Kuwait in 2020, that Baidun citizens referred to as illegal residents by the state party are being denied access to education, healthcare, and employment, and faces mass arrest, torture, and abuse when trying to exercise their right to freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. It is stated that Baidun citizens have been prohibited from gathering in public spaces and inhibited from freedom of movement. The committee notes in this regard that Article 12 of the 1979 Assembly Acts prohibits the participation of non-Kuwaitis in public assemblies unless they obtain a permit from the Ministry of the Interior, as mentioned in the state report in paragraph 163. It is also alleged that Baidun activists has been subjected to torture at the hands of security forces because they had reportedly protested against discrimination against Baidun's. The Human Rights Committee recommended in its concluding observation to Kuwait from November 2023 in paragraph 13 that the state party should provide full and effective protection against discrimination in all spheres to Baidun's and other stateless persons residing in the state party. So this committee, the Committee Against Torture, would like to know whether the government of Kuwait accepts this criticism and the recommendations from the UN Committee on Human Rights and from other sources, and whether the government is willing to look at and improve the condition for the Badoons in Kuwait. This brings me to the end of my intervention. Thank you very much for listening to me, and again, thank you very much for all the valued information you provided to us. I'm looking much forward to our dialogue today and tomorrow. Thank you.